You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Coach, is there anything you could have done to help Zach out a little bit better in the second half?
We'll look to the tape. We got to do better with the ball. This team is a team that feasts on your mistakes, and if you're just off by a hair, you're going to pay for it. So just collectively, all of us, we got to be better with the ball.
How backbreaking was the penalty on JFM?
10-point swing, was it? Ended up 17, maybe, if you count the what happened in the second half. So, yeah, it was a costly penalty.
The last 2 weeks, I don't think, were particularly good quarterback play from Zach. And then, obviously, it was really not too great a quarterback play. Does he have to play better? Has it reached the point where he has to play better?
Well, he always has to play better. There's the point is, as soon as you step on the field, you have to play better. Yeah, but he's got to play better. We got to find ways to help him. So,
did you get an explanation on the JFM penalty?
Yeah, he was hit too hard.
Why is Zach having such a hard time with throwing the ball away? Like a couple of those picks,
We got to figure it out.
Robert, early on, third down defense seemed to pop up again as an issue. What did you see there?
Yeah, they did a good job with some of the late developing concepts, crossers that ended up turning into almost screen-like. Thought defense did a really nice job figuring just settling it down. Thought we played a strong, except for that one run they had there in the to start the second half. Thought we played pretty well in the second half on defense, but it wasn't enough. We got to play better.
There were several plays over the course of the year where Zach's been kind of rolling around, gets to the sideline, throws them towards the end zone or somewhere, and they ended up incomplete, but it was kind of always hold your breath and waiting for it to be bad. Was today the example of that going bad?
The line of scrimmage goes all the way around the globe, no situation, so you can throw it in the stands if you want to, but so we'll figure it out. We got to help them out. We got to figure out a way to get that fixed.
Robert, can you explain? So obviously Elijah didn't play that much at all. He's just doing a dozen snaps. Why did he get that many points?
With Corey being out and just a chance to get Garrett on the field a little bit more, and so he'll get. We'll find more ops for him to get on the field.
So that had nothing to do with his recent.
No.
Zach was playing relatively well in the first half right before that interception. Do you think that play was sort of flipping in his head referee and he wasn't able to move on?
I don't know. Yeah, it'd be a good question for him. You've got to be able to bounce back and move on. And, we still go in the locker room up 10-6. And it'd be a better question for him.
I know the fourth quarter, Zach, against the Steelers, Zach was pretty brilliant, but in every other quarter aside from that one, I mean, he's completing under 50% of his passes. He's got a quarterback rating under 70. I mean, why, aside from that fourth against the Steelers, has he not taken that second-year jump like kind of a lot of people expected?
Last 2 weeks the last 3 weeks played three really, really good defenses. Obviously, we got to perform against good defenses. Denver did it to Trevor Lawrence again today, so it's he's been playing some really good defenses, but the self-inflicted wounds are what we got to get cleaned up, because they're going to make it hard enough. We just don't need to compound it by making mistakes that help them.
After that penalty, they seemed to kind of do what they wanted. Do you think it was deflating? How do you guys respond?
I don't know if it was deflating. We stalled a little bit on offense, obviously. They had the good drive coming out, credit to them. A good drive to start the second half. Other than that, I didn't feel like it was that they were able to do what they wanted from a defensive standpoint. Offensively, we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot and just not allowing ourselves to continue drives and stack together consecutive good plays.
Robert, how do you keep the team from getting frustrated with Zach for these turnovers and mistakes?
We got faith in Z. He's played good football. He's taken care of the football since he's gotten back, and he's shown flashes of good football. So everyone in the locker room still has his back.
Robert, special teams have been so good for you this year today. You had some mistakes there.
Yeah, same thing. It was all three phases took turns and just giving, like I said, there's an organization that feasts on mistakes. They just wait for you to implode, and all three phases took turns.
Robert, can you explain the decision to move up Mike White and drop Flacco and not play Scrubler after activating?
For sure. As it pertains to Mike, if Zach ever gets hurt, we want Mike to get we're giving Mike White the opportunity to go in there if Zach does get hurt. So we felt like rather than just bump him all the way up, just allow him the opportunity to practice to get his mind right, you know, just preparing as a second quarterback. Although you'd like to think that preparing for the third quarterback, you would prepare it exactly the same. There's a human element, and so just allow him the opportunity to prepare as if he's the next man up. With Strevler, we had some things going into the weekend. Not going to get into detail in terms of having the opportunity to get him up, but over the course of the weekend, you got to declare by Saturday at 4. You can't wait till game day. So to get him up, and then a couple of things happened, and we deactivated him.
So is Mike going to be the backup quarterback moving forward? So Joe will be the third quarterback.
Okay. Yes.
From our standpoint, those two interceptions that Zach threw in the third and fourth quarter look concerning. It just looks concerning. So how do you worry? Or do you worry about his confidence, or how do you make sure he doesn't lose his confidence after making a couple of plays that seem inexplicable to us?
Yeah, he can't lose his confidence. We've got to do a better job. We've got to figure out a way to help him. But at the same time, there's self-inflicted wounds. There wasn't anything that they did. And if we can just eliminate, it's football's hard enough. Going against these defenses are hard enough. It's when you make mistakes that are self-inflicted that make it impossible. And for Zach, he's going to figure it out. He's going to be fine.
Take a couple more.
What changed with White since the beginning of the year when Flacco was the guy?
Mike is a young guy. We got to figure out what we have in him if that opportunity presents itself. So
I know you said Zach is going to figure it out, but I think what you guys have shown over the last 5 or 6 weeks or so is you have a team that's pretty good and is capable of winning in the NFL now. So how do you balance that waiting for Zach to be ready versus the pieces that are around him that have shown they're ready now?
We just got to rally around them. You know, coaches, we got to figure out how to make it not necessarily simpler, but just help him continue to progress and evolve. He's still a young man. Playing quarterback in this league is not easy. And we got to do better for him. And then obviously he just got to be able to do what he did the last 4 weeks in terms of just doing the simple stuff and not putting too much pressure on yourself to do more than you need to. We're going to continue to work with him. And, we've got all the faith in the world in him. He's just got to continue to find ways to get better.
Robert, how'd you feel about some of your players and coaches kind of openly talking about wanting payback for last year's game?
Whatever you need to do to get ready for a football game, I really don't care.
I'm not trying to define here, but the JFM penalty was a critical moment in this game. You said they told you because he hit him too hard.
Yep.
Did you think, when you taught the JFM, did he do something wrong?
He still has to. JFM's got to be better. It doesn't matter. You know, do something. It's 17-3 going in the locker room to 10-6, and they got the ball, lapped us, scored another touchdown, just a critical exchange. We can say it's JFM's fault. We can blame them. It doesn't matter. It happened. And at the end of the day, we've just got to be better. So.
What is the coaching point there? You say you have to be better, but what is the coaching point?
I'll hopefully get a good explanation on Wednesday.
On the interception where he was close to the line, did they give you an explanation?
I don't understand that one either. I'll hopefully get a good explanation when we turn it in.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.